Hello, I'm Margaret Jo McCullen.
And I'm Terry Rialto.
And you're listening to The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio. Now, Terry, it's Christmas season again, our favorite time of year.
That's right, Margaret Jo. Holiday time is when the most wonderful culinary wishes can come true. Now, what's on your list this holiday season, Margaret Jo?
Well, Terry, I really got greedy this year. I'm asking Kris Kringle for a wooden bowl, some oversized index cards, and a funnel.
Ooh, a funnel. That'll be great for funneling.
I know. I feel like a glutton. What's on your list, Terry?
Well, I'm only asking Santa for one thing, a big box of glue traps to help me deal with my excessive rat problem. Now, tell me, are you, Margaret Jo, going to leave any treats out for Santa this year?
Oh, absolutely. I always do. I like to leave Santa some tap water and rice. If Santa's anything like me, Christmas foods really wreak havoc on the old digestive system. What are you going to leave, Terry?
I can't ever leave food out in my apartment because I have an excessive rat problem.
It's neat. Santa's fun.
Santa's fun. Neat.
Yeah, it's fun.
Fun.
Like
Good times.
Neat.
Well, Christmas is a time for traditional foods and bite-sized treats, and we have a very special guest today.
That's right, Terry. He's the owner of his own holiday bakery with a very, very clever name. Seasons Eatings.
That's really funny.
I know, it rhymes with Seasons Greetings.
Please welcome the owner of Seasons Eatings, Pete Schwede.
Welcome. How are
welcome,
you?
Pete.
We like the name of your store.
Oh. Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You sure did. Pete Schwede.
Well, Pete, Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
Well, there are lots of great treats this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. Mm. But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Well, over at Seasons Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
Wow. My mouth's watering just thinking about those balls.
It's been years since I've seen any balls.
Would you like to see my balls now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whip them out.
Whip them, baby. Oh, wow. Mm. Wow. You have some beautiful balls.
They're bigger than I expected.
I know a lot of people tell me that.
Look at that, Terry, the way they glisten.
That's because I make sure that each one of my balls gets plenty of oil.
I can't help but notice, Pete, your balls are a little misshapen.
That's because I rested them on a hot stove for too long.
Can I touch your balls?
Go ahead, but be careful. They're very delicate.
Wow. I can't wait to get my mouth around this ball.
Ooh, I like the way your balls smell.
Do whatever you want to them, ladies. My balls are here for your pleasure.
Wow, Pete, I have to say your balls are so tender.
Well, there's no beating my balls. They're made from a secret Schwede family recipe. No one can resist my Schwede balls.
Nothing like a sweaty ball.
She Lovely balls.
Mm. Good times.
Mm. Good times.
Mm.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Hello. Oh, our producer, Glenn, is gesturing to us from the technician's booth. And it looks like he's telling us to wrap it up.
I guess that's all the time we have today, Terry. So join us next week when our topic will be that other holiday favorite,
fragrant salty nuts.
Hey, quick plug. If you order from Season's Eatings now, we can still send out a special sweaty ball sack in time for Christmas.
Ooh, great idea. My niece would love a sack of sweaty balls.
Christmas!